Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morty Show. We've got a snafu, a little bit of a problem here at the radio station. Want to fill you guys in on it. Yesterday, had a brilliant idea. We found out that Love Island is coming to Denver for auditions. Maybe two, three, four contestants that could go to Love Island and be a part of the program, and I think it airs in the fall. So we thought, hey, who around here could probably be a good prospect to go to Love Island, maybe find some love? So we called up Tricky Vicky from the promotions department. She's the promotions director around here, right? Wonderful young lady.
Okay? She's so excited.
But I didn't know if she was dating anyone, so we got her on the phone and we said, hey, are you in love?
Right.
You got a boyfriend? I know it sounded a little personal, but nevertheless, we needed to know, right?
Right.
So she said no, she's looking for love. And I mean, it's a match made in heaven right here, right?
She was so excited, too. She was like, oh, my gosh, I would love to be on that show. And we're like, hey, we have connections. We know, like, casting directors, right? And we looked into the casting agency. Maybe we can write them.
These programs, like Love Island, would love to have a show like ours talk about them all year next year.
Right?
I mean, that's a plus in itself. We can give them all this promotion with Tricky Vicky on there. They would love it. It kind of gives her an inside, you know.
Right. Advantage.
Yeah, she's in, right, for the most part. Did you read this presentation that Carson put together to go out to...
I'm not the biggest fan of this one. I would have written it a little more professional, maybe.
What? I thought it was professional.
We're reaching out with excitement.
Yeah. Are we not excited?
Maybe a little matchmaking energy. On behalf of our amazing co-worker, the one and only Tricky Vicky.
Come on!
Vicky is single, ready to mingle, and truly one of the brightest personalities at our radio station.
We're trying to sell her, right?
No. You put in there like, hey, who better for Love Island? Bring her on board and find out how she got the name Tricky Vicky.
Exactly. There we go. Whoa. There we go.
That's what
because
you did.
He wrote in here, her laugh is downright infectious. They don't care about her laugh.
They don't care.
They don't care about
her
laugh.
They want personality. No. They want someone who's bubbly.
Okay. And the fact that she's a total dog lover.
Why would you write that to the casting director?
What's that got to do with anything? The dog lover.
People love dogs.
Okay. Do you understand what casting directors look for? They need to know what her personality is. What makes her different from everyone else. Not that she likes dogs.
All right, look, buddy, hey, you gave it a gallant effort.
And you know what? I am not being enough. In fact, somebody said that I was even being mean to you today, BJ, and your Christmas BJ.
Yeah.
So I apologize to you for being mean to you.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
Carson, yeah. It's a great letter.
You're forgiven.
There you go.
You're forgiven.
Okay.
I just expect it every day from you. Listen, let me explain something here. Where I'm headed here, okay? Don't worry about your letter, because I don't think it's going to matter.
Why?
We've got a snafu in the back office back here.
Oh, so, that's right. I forgot about that.
That's why I'm bringing all this up, is because your letter is crappy. Okay.
It's fine. I love it.
Hold on. How can you argue with this line, though? Thank you for your time and for giving America its favorite guilty pleasure. That's how I ended it. Come on.
It's not going to matter.
It's a great letter.
It's a good letter.
I love it.
The casting director
will be wowed.
I wouldn't look at this twice if I were the casting director.
No, it's great.
But it's okay. It's not going to matter. Here's what we found out yesterday. Our boss, Kabasa Man Mike.
He hates love.
He called Carson and said, back off, Jack.
Not Carson.
You tell the show.
Oh,
well, he told Carson first.
Oh, okay.
Back off, Jack. Don't listen to BJ and Jamie. Don't send the letter. Then he calls Tricky Vicky into his office and said, you are not getting 30 days off to go film a TV show looking for love.
He hates love. Our boss hates. Kibasa Man Mike hates love. He hates love.
That's it right there.
He just doesn't want Vicky to be happy.
Our boss says we can't do this because he can't
spare her. That's true.
For 30 days because we're so damn busy around here. Now, what's going to get you more promotion around here? That we've got Tricky Vicky on Love Island or we got some bingo event? I love Bar Bingo. Don't get me wrong. But this is a big opportunity.
I wouldn't compare it to Bar Bingo. I'd be that meat when he's selling that meat.
Oh, yeah.
Slinging meat.
Carson's over at Southwest Plaza slinging meat out of a semi-tractor trailer. Okay? Which is more important around here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Yeah, because, I mean, Bar Bingo is kind of huge.
But it feels like that we've got an uphill battle here. I've not given up, but it's not looking good.
No, he shut it down. He completely shut it down. It's not an option. No,
he said that she can't go.
She can't go. It's just not even an option.
Well, we got to at least discuss it.
No, he said she can't go.
And he threatened me, so.
She can't go.
Really? We're out of the love connection thing?
Well, it's done, pretty much.
We're not going to the island? That's not fair.
Well, I mean, I see his point.
She needs love.
Like, she really is a staple here. I mean, she's a big, big, big deal here.
But you can't get into her private life over the job. Her private life, she needs to find somebody.
He can't give her a 30-day leave. I mean, he has for you a few times, but.
Yeah, but I wasn't looking for love. Yeah. Exactly. It's kind of the same thing if you think about it. Very dramatic situation.
I can't stop myself. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry, Christmas
BJ. I agree with you, Jamie.
Oh, my God.
There are certain reasons why you should be able to leave the job for 30 days. You know, I mean, personal problems, okay, go for it. But is love not a personal problem?
Oh, my God. Right? Well, it's not a problem. It's beautiful.
Well, if you don't have it,
love is beautiful.
Yeah, love is beautiful. Yeah, I'm just saying, if you don't have it, it's a problem.
Actually, sometimes it's better not to have love.
She needs love.
No, listen, Tricky Vicky, sometimes it's, honestly, I feel like she's so happy that she's not. You always think that people, this is what drives me nuts about you. You think people that aren't in a relationship are sad. They're not. I promise you.
She's sad.
No, they're real. On the Bible, they're really not sad. She's not sad.
She's miserable. She's so sad.
She's not.
She's so sad. I bet she cried last night.
Okay. Have you ever been in a relationship and been completely unhappy? Guess who's happier? Tricky Vicky.
No, she's sad. Poor thing.
Driving nuts.
All right, well, guess we can't go.
She's happy.
Man, I wanted to be on Love Island.
That ass hat.
No, she's not. No, she's not.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.